Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do we do enough to promote our waterways for boating holidays in Ireland? We're an island nation, so why don't we encourage more people to cruise and hire boats and holiday on the Shannon? 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to join us, though. The president of Inland Waterways Association, Kay Baxter, is with me on the line today. Kay, from your perspective, do we do enough to promote this industry, first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Thank you very much for having me on with you this afternoon. No, basically we don't. We have the most underutilised and some of the most beautiful inland waterways in Europe. And when you see the promotion and the amount of work and the amount of tourism that other European countries enjoy, we definitely don't take full advantage of the fabulous waterways that we have in this country.
Why don't we, though?
Why don't we? I suppose a variety of reasons. We have some fantastic facilities here, but there's still a lot of work that can be done to develop the facilities along our waterways on the Shannon and in the canals. And I know you're having Dennis on in a little while to talk about boating on the canals. From the Shannon point of view, there has been a good bit of investment and development in the last while, but there's still a lot more that can be done. The cost of living has impacted on boating, there's absolutely no doubt about it. The cost of fuel, fuel to get to your boat, and then fuel to operate your boat when you're there. That's definitely a number of years ago. Private boaters used to be allowed to use the green diesel, which was cheaper. A number of years ago, that was stopped, and it's the more expensive white diesel now. And the majority of people want to be environmentally friendly now, and HVO is available. But again, it's even more expensive. I mean, really, if you want people to use more environmentally friendly fuels, at least have it the same price, if not a little bit cheaper, to encourage the use of it. So, I mean, from our point of view, we represent almost 2,000 people with waterways interests. They're not all boat owners. We have non-boat owners as well. But we advocate continually for the maintenance and operation and promotion of our waterways and the restoration of abandoned waterways as well. That's what we were founded on.
Yeah, okay. Mike Clinton is with us as well, Kay. Mike is a marine engineer and also has a boat as well on the Shannon. What could we do then better, Mike, to try and promote our waterways as a holiday destination or a type of holiday or staycation for people here?
Hi, Andrea, and we look forward to welcoming you on to the Shannon this weekend, please God.
And yeah, I'm hoping to hire a boat or to take a boat out in Carrick and Shannon to experience what it's like to holiday in Ireland, cruising.
The holiday might take you a weekend, Andrea, but you'll want plastic surgery to take the smile off your face.
Oh, really? Well, I hope the weather will be better than it was last weekend for sure. But
you know what? If you don't like weather, just wait for 10 minutes, it'll change in
Ireland.
Yeah,
and that's true enough.
I have a page on Facebook called the Shannon Boat Owners Club, and we currently have 10,000 members, which are not just boaters. There's all sorts of interests, and we promote anything to do with waterways. But what can we do to improve the waterways? Look, Waterways Ireland are doing superb work. The harbours are beautiful. It's just a mindset to get people more interested in our waterways. Falls to Ireland could really improve on looking at the domestic market as opposed to looking at the German, Swiss, French, American and the UK market. We could aim a little bit of that in our direction.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it to you, Mike, like this. Like, since we thought about doing this, because I went camping and had a camper van, a Volkswagen California there about 2 months ago and just went away for a weekend.
That.
Yeah, to just see what the experience is like of camping in Ireland. And as part of our Gilligan's Island or our staycation sort of a chat that we're having over the summer, we decided we would do the same as well about taking a boat for a weekend. The thing that struck me, though, I am yet to meet one person, like even just a quick straw poll in the office. I don't know anybody who has ever gone and hired a boat and holidayed in Ireland. And like, that's what made me think, why aren't we doing more of this? We're an island nation. We should be like, is it too expensive? Is that why people don't do it?
It can be expensive. It can. Yes, it is expensive. But when you see the likes of a large 10 berth cruiser or an 8 berth or a 6 berth cruiser, and you look at the price on that, they're designed for 6 people. So if you divide that price by 6, that's quite reasonable. You have your accommodation, you have everything you need, you've cooking facilities, so you just pay for your diesel. So it can be quite inexpensive. You have the three larger hire companies. You have Silver Line Cruises in Banagher, you have Le Boat in Port Dunne and Carrick and Shannon, and you have Carrick Craft Boats in Banagher and Carrick and Shannon. And they will do a two-berth cruiser at a very reasonable rate for people, and they often do season specials. This year, we just haven't had the footfall for holidays. People are heading abroad. Some blame it on COVID, some blame it on the economy. I can't put my finger on it. I think it's a perfect storm and I think it will come back.
Right. So there has been a drop in numbers in the domestic market, has there?
There has been a huge drop in numbers. And I've even noticed a huge drop on the German market. We'd normally see an awful lot of German tourists coming into Ireland for holidays. And I've seen a huge drop in that. Where to put the finger on? I think it's just a perfect storm. And I do think it'll come back.
But do you think there is value if people look around, if you're looking for something that's accommodation, that you're not constantly eating out? Sure, you can cook, surely, on the boat and divide the price by whatever, 4 or 6 or whatever it is.
Absolutely. And takeaways now are seeing, and shops are seeing the advantages of the boating traffic. A lot of the shops will deliver to your boat. A lot of the shops, when you go to purchase, they'll actually drive you back to your boat. A lot of the takeaways are delivering to boats. So it's the old, I'm nearly 60 years on the water, so I can tell you that it's changed an awful lot in those years.
Dennis Baker is with the IWAI, the Royal Canal Branch Chairman. Dennis, what do you think the issues are? Or why have the numbers dropped?
Numbers, and I really think that Fáilte Ireland, the people who'll be doing surveys on that, and they're probably doing it at the moment, but I think certainly the economy has affected how people are using their boats, private boats. We find far fewer people out on the waterways. But, I mean, if you look more Europe-wide, you're seeing that holiday destinations in European resorts aren't having the same sort of take up that they have had in previous years, you know. So maybe we're seeing a Europe wide slight drop
in the interest in people coming here, is it?
Holiday market Europe wide, but we see this. We certainly see this on the Shannon and to some degree on the canals. It certainly goes up and down. The first year after COVID, you could not rent a boat on the Shannon because they were all out, every single one of them.
It lend well to staycations.
On the canals, it's slightly different. We haven't a huge amount of hire boats on the canals. And I would certainly encourage you, if you're going to hire a boat on the Shannon, you should nip down to Salins and you should rent a boat on the canal for a weekend, because it's a completely different experience. It's very relaxed, very laid back. On the canals, we unfortunately have an issue with weed. So we have invasive weeds in our canals, which are to a degree choking the canals.
Okay, and so it stops people travelling, really, on the canals, does it?
Us seasoned canal boat owners, we use the canals in late autumn, winter and early spring, and we leave the canals and head out onto the Shannon during the summer. But that's not solving the opportunity that is there for Fáilte Ireland to develop hire boats on the canals. So we need further improved maintenance on the canals.
Okay, to try and attract more.
So the holiday companies can hire.
Yeah, Ger Lachlan is a skipper with bargetrip.ie. Where are you based, Ger?
I'm in Salins. on the Grand Canal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, what I find with this, you know, it's a very interesting subject. You know, say over the past 10 years since I've been operating, we've had nearly, say, 50,000 passengers out on short trips on the canal. And for probably 98% of them, it's their first time ever on a canal boat on the inland waterways. So there's always a little bit of a barrier there, and always has been for people getting boating. You either had to have a friend who had a boat, or you were going to spend the money to hire a holiday boat on the Shannon or even on the canals with Barrow Line or Jennifer's Travels. So, you know, definitely, you know, it is underused, has been underused for a long time. So there is a lot that Waterways Ireland, Fáilte Ireland could do to increase the promotion, increase the use, and frankly, with Waterways Ireland, increase the maintenance to make it easier for people to do it.
Yeah. Is it a lot of repeat business?
I do. I would have families who have been back with me, you know, 5 years ago. I would have seen them. I might see them again 2 years later. I might see them again this year. You know, one of the things I suppose that's a little bit different in what I'm doing is I'll take people out on a short trip on the canal. It gives them that taste. It gives them that experience. But I would often get people who would say to me, you know, as we're cruising along, this is fantastic. Where can I go on a holiday on one of these? You know, and I'll always kind of, you know, I'll recommend they head to the Shannon to hire a boat. That they'll head down to Vickerstown, hire a boat there for a holiday.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are genuinely interested.
Well, there is a lot of interest, and I can see that here even on WhatsApp today. Now, there is a text. This texter points out, have you seen what it costs to rent a boat for a week? You could do 3 weeks at Lanzarote for the same price. I don't know if that's the case. Anya says, I'm just listening to the chat and I hire a boat every September for myself and my partner. It's amazing. It's not too busy. It's a perfect fit for us. Great deals. Carrickcraft look after us as well. We're going to Banagher in September, says Anya. And Brian has got in touch. Now, he says, I worked with the Garda Water Unit for 26 years. The unit was expanded over 20 years ago with a second base in Athlone and a permanent high-speed patrol boat moored in Loch Ree. I was lucky enough to train on this patrol boat and spent many weeks travelling up and down the Shannon, visiting areas north of Carrick and Shannon, down to Loch Ree, Killaloe, Loch Derg, and out into the Shannon estuary. I've travelled extensively around Ireland on water searches, but navigating the Shannon was an eye-opener. I couldn't get over the natural beauty of the area, something you could only witness from a boat on the water. The local people were super friendly, the little villages, the marinas were just superb. And you'd meet many locals out boating, but most of the people renting the boats were predominantly English or German. There were very few Irish. The Germans and English couldn't get over the fact that the river was so beautiful and yet so quiet. And when you ask the locals about the lack of Irish tourists, they simply say, it's our secret place. Why would we want to spoil it? I experienced many things in my time with the water unit, which I don't miss. But those trips in the Shannon were like paid holidays than work. And I definitely miss those. Lovely email in from Brian this afternoon. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Thanks a million.